This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Fundraising golf tournaments are a great way to raise money for worthwhile causes, and the upcoming Dysart Fire Departments is no different. Except this year, the first ever golf event has a very clear purpose: to raise funds for a new four-door, five-seater side-by-side vehicle to help answer the call in areas that make it impossible for a fire truck to access. The Dysart Fire Department plays an important role in our region. They're there for all kinds of emergencies and perform difficult work to save lives and property. But with more than 8,000 properties in the Haliburton Highlands across often challenging rural and seasonal cottage country terrain, they need the flexibility to use whatever equipment helps them get to calls the fastest. That's why Dysart et al. Deputy Chief Stacy Parrish and volunteer firefighters Spencer Mitchell and Steve Potolivo came into the Canoe FM studio recently to talk about the new vehicle they hope to purchase and why it's so important. They're hoping that as many people as possible can come play in their inaugural golf tournament on August 30th to help raise funds for the new off-road vehicle. Potolivo says firefighting in Haliburton County has many challenges to overcome.
You definitely run into different challenges with distances and off-road drains. The winter is very difficult as well in some circumstances just based on the weather here.
That's why the purchase of this new state-of-the-art side-by-side will be such a game-changer, Potolivo says. It will be able to hold both firefighters, EMS personnel, and equipment they couldn't accommodate with their existing vehicles.
This can help us bring in equipment to these areas. Like, we could bring lots of different things to fight fires, whether it's portable pumps, any of our gear, bringing in other firefighters or EMS, police if needed, down to these areas efficiently to help people, whether it's a fire or a medical emergency.
Here it is difficult, and maybe it's harder to get down some roads. Maybe in the wintertime it might be a private road that's not plowed regularly, so you might have something like that. In an urban setting, maybe it's plowed every day or multiple times a day.
Deputy Chief Parrish says another challenge is one most of us probably never consider.
Some of the other challenges we have as smaller rural areas is we don't have hydrants in Haliburton. So in order for us to get a water supply to a fire or a car accident or whatever the issue is, we have to supply and go to a lake, a pond, a river, a creek, and then portable pump water to our trucks or to the hoses themselves. So with the addition of a side-by-side, it gives us more room to allow us to get more equipment to the areas quicker, more efficiently, and deal with the issue. We're looking at a five-seater with what they call them as rescue skids or EMS skids or M&R skids. So what the skid would do is we'll go in the back of the side-by-side, which would then give us a seat and a place to put a backboard, which will allow us an EMS along with firefighters and the patient to be transported in and out. Also with the M&R skid would allow us to have a portable pump, hoses, skids, and different tools that we would use to fight M&R fire.
Mitchell says the side-by-side will have some extra creature comforts as well to make transporting patients far more comfortable.
One of the bonuses to the side-by-side we're looking at too is it does have AC and heating. So when you're doing those kind of remote out in the backwoods, you can keep someone warm, which is a big thing for us in the winter.
The cost of the new side-by-side the Dysart Fire Department is raising money for is between $60,000 and $70,000. With the upcoming golf tournament and other fundraisers like the Haliburton Forest Poker Run, as well as putting some funds aside from the fire department budget, it's hoped the new off-road vehicle can be purchased within the next couple of years. Ultimately, the new side-by-side will save time, which in turn can and will save lives. For context, Dysart Fire answers on average 500 calls per year. In 2026 so far, they've answered 290 calls, and in 7 instances, having the new side-by-side vehicle would have made a big difference.
The main goal, too, is this could save time to help people, like, and make rescues a lot quicker. So with the equipment that we have now, it could save a lot of time and bring multiple other sources or bring people back. So it would help with response times and helping people. So I think that's the main goal.
The Dysart et al. Golf Tournament takes place on Sunday, August 30th at the Pinestone Resort. The 18-hole tournament begins at 1 p.m. and includes dinner and prizes. For more information or to register, visit the Dysart Fire Department page on Facebook, where you can scan a QR code and book your spot. Voice of number 6, add-on. You can also email Stacy Parrish at sparrish@dysartetall.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.